Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. In the next hour, Dr. Pat showcases some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Get ready to live life full out. Here's your host, Dr. Pat Basile.
Good morning, good day, good afternoon, good evening. It depends on where you are, I think. I want to welcome everybody to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By and to Transformation Talk Radio. It's so great to have you here. We got a great show for you today. I just want to begin the show by saying a couple of things. You know, I get to talk with a lot of people along the way, and one of the things I love is how amazing folks are in the work that they do. And you're going to hear that today with my very special guest who's joining me here. But more importantly, what I am really struck by now is how amazing all of you are. And I just believe that it's time for all of us to remind each other how absolutely fabulous we each are. And it doesn't really take much. So today, hopefully you'll hear something that will get you pointed in the right direction if you're not already. I'm sure you will. I want to thank all of you for signing up for our newsletter and becoming a Pay It Forward Angel. If you have not done that yet, go to call2connection.com. So call2connection.com, sign up, and you will become an official Pay It Forward Angel and receive thousands of dollars worth of free gifts as well, thanks to our sponsors, people who have supported us. Today's show, 5 Ways to Make Optimism Your Best Friend. Master trainer and best-selling author, my friend Yvonne Oswald, joining us here today. It has been really, really cool to meet someone when they're kind of, I don't know if I want to say at the beginning of their journey, but, you know, to meet someone who has decided to say yes to her passion, to her life. You know, she is, Yvonne Oswald is, a national U.S. award-winning pioneer in the field of personal growth. You know, voted a 2010 Woman of Influence and Inspiration by the Ministry of Government Services in Ontario and chair of the board of Toronto Youth Day. Renowned, respected, and much sought after keynote speaker and communications trainer. She's certified trainer of hypnosis and master practitioner of NLP. Beyond all of that, what she has been able to do to help people is unprecedented. She has a unique approach at getting at what really ails you and getting there directly. But I got to know her by her best-selling book, Every Word Has Power. Now, this is an interesting book because for me, I'm reminded of the words that we use, that I use, that serve me and the words that don't. And we're going to talk a bit about that today. Yvonne is a regular on television, on radio. She has corporate clients in the United States, all over the world. And she's joining us here today for a much needed conversation about optimism. Yvonne, thank you so much. It is so glad to be connecting with you again. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Dr. Pat. It's fabulous to be here. I always love being on your show. It's amazing. I always be feeling really boosted.
Well, and this is really kind of cool because how we start our days is so important. I have been doing this show at this hour since 2003.
Wow.
That's consistency, isn't it?
Yes, that's amazing.
And I often wonder, what is it about this show that is so important to me? Well, it was my first hour in radio, period. It was my first yes, ever. Mm-hmm. And then the other thing is, after I do this show, I do feel great. In the Pacific Northwest where I am, it's 8 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
But there have been days where I haven't felt great. Mm-hmm. And not being able to be optimistic about life is one of the problems, so to speak.
Yeah.
So let's talk about optimism, what it is from your point of view, and, you know, what you've come to know about the folks that are optimistic and those mm-hmm. that are not.
Okay. So what I've been doing with my PhD study, because I'm actually just at the dissertation point of my PhD, I'm actually doing this PhD on needs. And what I realized was when we're before 7 years old, we have a few needs that need to be met, and there aren't really that many. There's about nine. There's, you know, your food, your clothes, your water, belonging, acceptance, love, and self-actualization. And ideally, what we want to have is all those needs met at every level, from being a baby. And what was very interesting is people used to believe, and not that long ago, we're talking only 20 years ago, that babies, all they needed was, you know, feeding, clothing, and diaper change. That's it. And what we haven't realized is that babies need to play. Babies play in the womb. It's really interesting. Babies create things. They dream. And what adults don't realize is that from being even conceived, these tiny babies have needs that need to be met on all levels. Now, what I've realized is that when those needs aren't met, we're left with a sense of longing. We're left with this sense of needing, of wanting. And needs, when they're met, are really simple. When we're left with wants, wants are totally insatiable. And that's what leads us to want more, want more, want more. Now, if we can go back and simply fulfill that simple need, what we're going to find is that we revert to optimism really fast, and that worry and stress don't even have a place in life. It's amazing. I'm inventing some amazing methods that will be revealed in 6 months.
So this has got to be exciting for you as well.
It's amazing. It's so exciting because it's so simple. And every time I get into working, Dr. Pat, what happens is I start out with the complex, oh my gosh, it seems so big, like everybody else does.
Right.
And what I start doing is I actually go backwards to the simplest possible answer. And when you get there, it just becomes clear. It's when we complicate things, it's when we overwhelm ourselves that we get into this kind of worry syndrome. And worry and stress, the two things that really are, it's the 21st century epidemic. It's actually taken over from depression as the number one thing that bothers people.
Let's talk about that for a minute, because right. I think that this label that we've put on it, Yvonne, this worry thing,
yep.
People don't even realize that they are doing it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
we
I
don't.
Agree.
So I want to ask you what some of the forms of worry look like. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
What do they look like?
What worry and anxiety are is a future-based emotion. You know, I mean, you can get angry, you can get sad, etc. What you have to do in order to worry or put yourself under stress, you have to go back into the past to remember a time when you were worried or stressed. You have to pick up the emotion, the fear, the what-ifs. You have to bring it to the present and then project it to the future. And what happens is you end up living in the past and future, past and future, past and future, and it's an endless loop with no exit strategy. So the key is to start living in the now, to actually assume that the future is going to be amazing. In order to do that, and this is also a really interesting concept that I want to share with you today, and you're the first people to hear of this, time to me is an artificial construct. You know, the past is gone, the future hasn't happened yet. There's only the now, really. And yet most of us live our lives in the past and the future, you know, concerning ourselves with what if, what if, what if. What suddenly occurred to me was, what if, instead of, just going back to the past and the present all the time, we could actually project a future out and bring it back to the now, instead of going into the past and bringing the worry to now? What if we project to the future and bring her or his future resources back to now? And the work I'm doing, it actually works. It's amazing stuff, and it completely eliminates stress and worry.
You know what I love about this, Yvonne, is that this is really breakthrough work. And more importantly, it's a breakthrough conversation. And you all listening to the Dr. Pat Show right now, you are the first to hear this. There is much more to come from my friend and colleague here. Yvonne, one of the things that you're doing that really goes against the grain for some people is you're allowing us to look into the future.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of, you know this, a lot of the philosophies, a lot of the teaching, a lot of the, boy, I don't even want, the human potential movement really discourages us from doing that.
Right.
How do we look into the future and then bring it to the now? How do we do that? And that's what I want to talk to you about when we come back from break.
Okay,
but right now I want to ask you, the future, is there any limit on how far we look? That's the question number one I've got.
Absolutely. Absolutely no. What's very interesting is what happens with the future is it's totally imaginary anyway, so we can imagine a good future just as easily as we can imagine a not good future. So that will completely clear out any worry or anxiety.
Yeah, unbelievable. Let's go to break. When we come back, we're going to talk about how each and every one of us can visualize the most amazing life for ourselves. But you are going to get breakthrough techniques that have not been announced before. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
If you've gone through a separation and feel disappointment, despair, loss of identity, and fear, there is a new pathway to joy for you. SoulWorks Coaching empowers you to go through this separation with soul and hope. So get ready to step into a new relationship with yourself and build a fabulous new life. Contact Monique today at 617-328-7113. That's 617-328-7113. And visit soulworkscoaching.com. Give yourself this gift of love today.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Life Shifting with Dr. J is a show about living full out and helping listeners to banish their fears, embrace their dreams, and move with greater ease through the ups and downs of our crazy world. Dr. J's Life Shifting method is all about reinventing and renewing ourselves throughout our lives. Dr. J will have a wide array of entertaining, insightful, and highly credentialed guests who will inspire us with stories of their own life shifts. Listeners will wake up, listen deeply, and reflect about their own lives, and are encouraged to call in and get live coaching from Dr. J and his expert guests who are passionate about helping people reclaim lost vitality. Life Shifting with Dr. J is about heartfelt dialogue, amazing life stories, personal struggles of highly successful people, their journeys, their ups and downs, and their trials. Listen in to Life Shifting with Dr. J on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll be inspired and moved to step up to your growing edge and shift your life into high gear. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for the complete show schedule.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. As I said before, amazing show. This is the first time you're going to hear this conversation. It is a debut show to talk about the five ways to make optimism your best friend, why this is important, the groundbreaking work that best-selling author Yvonne Oswald, master trainer, teacher, you name it, that she is sharing with this audience for the first time. I want to make sure that all of you, first off, have her website, globalwelcome.com, globalwelcome.com. www, you can get it, just take a look, fabulous. You'll get to see all of the things that she is doing, and you'll get to take a look at some of the tools that she has there for you all so you can change your life. Yvonne, thank you. It is so good to have you back. I miss you.
I know, I miss you. I wish I lived there. I wish you lived here.
Okay. What I was, asking you about was this notion of looking towards the future.
Yes.
Because I believe we've had some confusion around this.
Yes.
And I know that your book is coming out next year, but I wanted to see if you could share a little bit about what you've discovered about this.
Well, what's very interesting is that we tend to spend the whole of our time projecting to the future and projecting not nice things. And what's very interesting is that the unconscious mind, which is where all that imagination goes on, is 90% of us. 10% is the conscious, as you know, what you can see, feel, hear, touch, and make decisions about. The rest is all unconscious or outside your awareness. However, we're reliving all those, you know, commands that our parents gave us before we were 7 years old. Be careful, watch out, don't do this, don't do that. And it seems to be like a little record replaying in your head or a DVD in your head over and over again. What happens is when you finally let that go and clear it is that you actually just feel optimistic all the time. Here's the good news is we revert to optimism naturally. No matter how not good things get, we will always revert to optimism because that's basically the human nature. It has precedence over pessimism or over worry. So eventually you'll come out of it. What do you do when you're right in the middle of it, though? This is the key thing is how do you get out of that loop? How do you get an exit strategy for, you know, that once you get in that loop?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. I was in that loop the other day. Somebody told me astrologically that that's because the lunar eclipse had to do with my solar sign. But
oh,
you know
is
what?
That what it was?
Yeah, I'm telling you. We had a lunar eclipse kind of yesterday.
Right, because I had the same kind of day. And what I ended up doing, I had so much to do as usual. And I kept thinking, I'll make a coffee, I'll go and do this. By about lunchtime, I finally thought, this is one of those days. Okay, so why don't I just go for a walk? Why don't I just enjoy the day? And then tomorrow, I'll get on with whatever I need to do. And it what it does is it allows you, if you listen to your mind, if you listen to what's happening, it allows you to pull back and think, okay, today is a no-go. No matter what I do, it's going to take twice as long it's going to take. You know, I'm going to just end up not feeling great. So I may as well back off, put it all on a shelf, and just do the day and let it happen. And then the next day was like an amazing day. It was a full production day. I don't know if you found that too.
Oh, my God.
I was just go, get it done. It was all done in 3 hours and I was finished.
Yes, but it was a rocky day. And, you know, and when you get these rocky days, let's just call them rocky days for a moment. For everybody so that they can kind of pick up on that, right?
Yeah.
You know, all of these things now come into your mind.
Yeah.
You know, things about what you're going to have, what you're not going to have, are you going to get the job, do you have enough money in your account, blah, blah, blah. It goes on and on and on. And it feels like there's this feeding frenzy that goes on in your mind. That's the thing that's really tough to stop, and that's what you've discovered on how to help people, right?
Yeah. So what happens is you get caught up in the left side of your brain, in the logic thinking. The idea is, and they've actually proved it on that I think the brain that changes itself has some beautiful photos of how the energy goes over to the creative side of the brain to get solutions and then comes back. And what happens is that you close off that little bridge when you get in one of those loops, so you don't have that ability to go into the creative brain and bring solutions, so you just get caught up in this little loop. Now, in order to change the loop, what you have to do is introduce a break state, a pattern interrupt of some kind. And that involves something different than you would normally ever do. So where you would normally sit there and just think about it all day and think about it all day, the idea is do something wild and extraordinary, like just go and book an appointment downtown and go and have a massage, or go and do some a pole dancing class, or go to the library and pick out a romance book that you would never normally dream of doing. It's in order to break that state and change the state instead of staying in the loop. And once you do that, you give your unconscious mind a chance to go over to the creative side and actually bring you some solutions. You know what it's like? It's like trying to remember someone's name that's on the tip of your tongue. The more you go after it, the further away it goes.
And well, I love what you're doing here's the key to what you've just said for everybody out there. Giving ourselves permission to actually go downtown, get a massage, or go down to the coffee shop and have coffee when we're in the middle of our, you know, this feeding frenzy that our mind's going to have, that's a breakthrough in itself.
Yeah,
because then we get all of the emotions of guilt and shame. I should be working harder. I should be doing more. But this break state you're talking about, that's going to allow us to do what?
Yeah. It's going to allow you to literally back off from your own thoughts. And once you do that, and here's another thing you can do, which is really interesting, which I do more and more often these days, is you actually tell your unconscious mind what to do with those thoughts and tell it to go and sort it out. The unconscious mind,
wow,
it responds to commands. So if you say, I literally sit there aloud and I'll say, you know what, I get it. Today is not a good day. Please take all these thoughts and all these concerns, put them in a box, take them and do something with them and present them to me tomorrow when I'm in a better way. And if you say it in a commanding way like that, it will immediately do it. It's actually really interesting, especially if you add a health connection. So for my health and benefit, take these thoughts, put them in a box, give me them back tomorrow when I can sort it out.
I love that because yes, what you're talking about is you're talking about reminding ourselves that we are the masters of our thoughts,
yes,
aren't we?
Exactly. And you know, when you're not the master, then you're letting the conscious mind take over, and that's crazy because it's only 10%. It's not going to allow you to have the resources to get out of the loop. I do it. I found it a great solution for when I wanted to sleep at night. Excuse me. When I couldn't sleep and I was thinking and planning what I had to do, I finally got to the point where I sat up in bed one night and I said, okay, I get it. This is not appropriate right now. I should be sleeping because I need to regroup. I need to be healing. Take all these thoughts, put them in a box, give me them at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning when it's an appropriate time. Thank you. Good night. And I got really, not angry, but very commanding at my unconscious mind. And it actually, 2 seconds later, I was asleep and I was like, ooh, that was interesting. That worked. How cool.
Exactly. You know what it reminded me of? It reminds me of when we are in a commanding role. And there are many times we are in a commanding
yes,
role.
Yes.
You know, for example, we're in commanding role with our children sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, there's the opportunity to be nice. But every once in a while, you know, it takes a command of some kind, to get things going. We also are in that commanding role, you know, when we are in a position to get things done. So it makes total sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about this idea of come back to me tomorrow when I'm better and I can work on it. That gets to the question of the future.
Yes.
And this idea of actually having an optimistic vision as opposed to a pessimistic vision. And what I mean by that is we were talking about worry. And worry is about the future, right?
Exactly. And it's a false emotion. It actually doesn't exist, except we believe it exists because we connect with it. Now, what's interesting is we always say, oh, wow, if I could go back to 20 years old with the information I have today, wouldn't I have done that life differently? Wouldn't I have said to her, oh, my gosh, you have nothing to be concerned about. It's all fine. It's going to turn out great. And it suddenly occurred to me, why can't we do that to the future us?
Yeah, that's the question.
And we can do that. That's how fabulous it is. We can go and totally bring... Now, here's the thing. With the idea of planting a future happy memory and doing vision boards and visionaries, what happens is we tend to plant it in the future. We have the date. You know, we see it, we feel it, we hear it, we ground it, we put it down into the timeline, we stand above it, we blow air into it to give it some life like the Hawaiians do. Click it down into the timeline and then come back to now and nothing's changed now. It's like, okay, that was very nice. And maybe we feel a little bit more optimistic. What I've been doing is actually bringing that whole experience and bringing it back to now. And what happens then is it clicks into your physical body and you actually feel amazing. Because you know you're looking forward to a fabulous future.
Well, and that's really the key. I mean, if we put something out into the future without connecting it to where one is today,
exactly.
I mean, isn't that the real issue for a lot of people?
Yeah, they're just dreaming and hoping and not actually making it happen and not making it real. It needs to be real. And it is not real. We have to kind of make the difference here. It isn't real. It's just an imaginary possibility. However, we can make it real by being very, very present with it and really feeding it emotion, feeding it happy thoughts, feeding it joy.
All right. When we come back from break, Yvonne Oswald's in the house. We're going to talk about a couple of things that are on the minds of people. We're going to start with the money conversation, everybody.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. I want to tell you about my friend glutathione. Imagine each cell of your body as a room in a house that has a fire in the fireplace to provide heat and energy to optimize your body's functioning. Now imagine that fire getting out of control due to stress, illness, or toxins. This is when your friend glutathione is not produced fast enough to turn the heat down. I found something amazing that has transformed my health dramatically, and I've lost 20 pounds as a bonus. Action Whey. Action Whey is nature's perfect way of providing the three precursors to maintain high levels of glutathione in each cell of your body. Research has shown that Action Whey has the purest ingredients to create glutathione naturally and effectively in your body to control that raging fire. Please call me at 866-831-4330 for more information on Action Whey and visit seaandearth.com. That's S-E-A and Earth. .com to find out how to get your raging fire under control.
Are you feeling stuck in a dead-end job, an unhappy relationship, or struggling with your health? Would you like to thrive in all areas of your life? Tricia Moore can help you find the answers you're looking for. A gifted, intuitive consultant, Tricia will help you find your passion and gain confidence to move ahead at record speed. Schedule a free 15-minute consultation. Call 206-618-8601. And visit TrishaMoore.com. Move into action, one intuitive step at a time.
Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Tune into Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light love. Join us each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for Soul Purpose Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage Resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at Reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit Reservage.com and feel vitality today.
Tune into the Dr. Pat Show on your new day and time, Thursdays starting June 19th from 8 to 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 to 12 Eastern, for exciting and lively interviews with Dr. Pat Basile on the Dr. Pat Show.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Yvonne Oswald is in the house, and, you know, this is somebody that has been helping people across the globe manifest the things they desire in life, train us all on how to do it consistently and frequently, and, you know, and make sure that we understand the quantum laws of attraction. And she's joining me here today. You're getting a sneak preview at her upcoming breakthrough work and book that will be coming out. And in this segment, all of you are going to get to have a conversation with us about money, because that's the thing right now that people are concerned about. What should we do to earn more money? Where should we go? And, you know, Yvonne, you and I were just talking about an experience you had. And let me just tell you, there's an expression that I learned, which I remind myself of right now. And that is, I ask myself the question, am I playing not to lose, or am I playing to win?
Exactly.
And that is a very tricky question. Sometimes when we ask other people for help or guidance, the answers they give us are not the expected answers for the kind of unlimited success we want. And
right.
everybody deserves that.
Mm-hmm.
What is it that you can share with our listeners to help us all remember who we are and mm-hmm. remember what we actually deserve?
The key here is that when you're in any kind of situation, you get excited about it, you go and tell your friends, you go and tell your relatives, and they're the first ones who say, oh, you know, it's not going to work because, et cetera, et cetera. They talk about the recession or whatever. They'll talk about all kinds of things, and you have to just think about, wow, how interesting is their limiting thoughts, are their limiting thoughts? And you have to just keep to your own vision. If you feel excited about something, if you feel like, yes, this is who I want to be, this is where I want to go, you need to go full at it, because it's not the things we do that we regret, it's the things we don't do. And I've always found that. You look back over your life, the things you do, you know what, you don't do it well, it turns out kind of interesting, and you get up, you pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and move on. When you think of opportunities you had that you went, oh, you know what, maybe it would work, but I better not do it just in case.
Right.
The idea is just do it anyway, and as long as, you know, everybody wins by it. So for instance, you know, an internet marketing idea or whatever, if you've got $200 free to have a go on that, by all means have a go on it. If you're not good at the internet, why would you spend $200 anyway?
Right.
You know, I mean, the network marketing ideas, trust me, I joined every single network marketing thing you could ever do. The MLMs, I got caught up every time in enthusiasm. And I finally got it that I can make money at MLM, but the people who I enroll can't make money, so I end up doing all the work for them, and then they end up just saying, well, that's interesting, and they kind of walk away. And finally I realized that's not what I want to do. I'm sure some MLMs work. They don't work for me because I'm a people person. And I need to work with people. I need to help people and encourage people to grow and to move. That's my passion. If you're doing your passion, you will make money at it. And I know everybody says that, and it's the truth. It really
is.
It is the truth, and that's what we have to remind ourselves of. Yeah.
And we get caught in this loop of, mm-hmm. Okay, I'm supposed to do this, but I don't see the money right now. I'm supposed to, you know, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. You know, we're having a lot of money conversations, and, you know, I was reading a book, and it's called, I don't remember. It's a really small book. It's about 6 pages.
Mm-hmm.
And basically that book says, if you want to make money, don't think about it.
Yeah,
and I thought,
exactly.
Okay, I'm going to ask Yvonne about that.
Yeah, it's true. It is true. What ideally you want to do is, if you're in a job you don't love, what you've got to think about it is, this is the job, the money is my bread and butter money coming in to give me the means to do what my passion is. So start something that you're passionate about as the same time as you've got a job. If you haven't got a job, what you need to do is look at someone, literally find out who you admire in the world. Who is it that you admire who's making money at what you want to do? And
right.
just copy their model. I mean, it's really simple. And, you know, go along their model and actually find out what is it that they do that you would love to do as well. And literally, if you follow the step-by-step model, it has to work.
Well,
you
and
know,
then
I mean,
this is the conversation, because we don't give ourselves to do that. And it
right.
really is okay to copy mm-hmm. another person. Someone once told me none of us really have an original idea.
No, there's no original thought. There really isn't. I mean, even when I was setting my website up, I spent months and months thinking, how do I do it? How do I do it? And it just didn't look right. And then I thought, well, who is it that I admire? And I was thinking about Jack Canfield. I was thinking about Marianne Williamson. I was thinking about Louise Hay. And I suddenly thought, why don't I go and look at what they do?
Right.
They've got it right, right? They've got it
right.
totally right. They're doing something right. And I actually looked around all the people who I admire, pick bits and bobs from their website, and put my website together, and I love it.
Exactly. And actually,
so
I'm doing
easy
the
and
same
obvious.
For my new website.
Yeah, it's easy to navigate. It's fun to look at. I love the colors, you know. And it's very interesting. It's such a simple idea to just copy someone else who's done it. You know,
it is. It is very simple. And at the same time, there's a level of work where you actually tweak it and make it your own.
Yes, you do.
Yeah. Let's talk about, let's talk about people that actually do have a vision. What are the most important things that people should know in creating their vision?
First of all, it needs to be realistic. I know a lot of people come to me and they have these wild ideas about what they're going to do. And I'll say, so how is that going to make you money? And they'll go, well, it will make me money, I think, somewhere, but I'm not sure yet how. And I'll say, so could you start here with the making of the money and then let it go into that vision? If you can use that money to put towards the vision, would that work for you? And they'll go, wow, I never thought of doing it that way. And to me, from an outsider looking in, I can easily see what talents they can put together to actually do something, you know, that's going to be worthwhile and make money. But people kind of go so high-based with their ideas. And I'll say, it was, for instance, I had a lady who had no money and she wanted to study acupuncture. And I said, now how are you going to pay for the acupuncture? Well, after I've completed the thing, then I can hire an office and I can make money from it. I said, do you have any clients right now? She said, no. And she didn't even have, like, a very people personality. She wanted to study acupuncture, but she wasn't very good with people. And I was thinking, oh, my gosh, she's going to spend all this money and then not get the money through the door. And I was encouraging her and saying, you know, is there any way you can do an acupuncture course in a way that would get you clients at the same time? She said, well, I can actually go to China and do it there. She said, and actually earn money while I'm doing it because I can speak Chinese. I said, then go do that. And she actually went out and did it out there, and she, of course, then it improved her personality, and she came back here with some tools. And, you know, it's a matter of you have to start with a great idea and then bring it down, bring it to realistic practicality. You know, people come to me and they'll say, I want to give up my job tomorrow and go off and do this. And I'll go, whoa, and how are you going to live in 6 months when the money runs out? Oh, I never thought of that. You know,
well, and this is really where you have to think of the future and, you know, build upon some of the ideas you have.
Yeah.
What would you say are the things that get our creativity and our vision off track? What would you say are some of our challenges we have with this?
Well, there's two things. We get caught up in the detail, the actual, you know, the day-by-day nitty-gritty of it, and we get caught up in, I have to do this before I can do this, I have to do that before I can do that. People will say to me, I have to have my whole website up and running before I can start business. Well, no, you just have to go to some meetings and talk to people and have one page on a website and then build it up. You know, they'll spend a fortune, they'll spend $20,000 on getting a website together.
And oh, I know.
Client, you know, and that's like, it starts with people. It really starts with people. Who do you know? Who can you get to know? Who can you enjoy meeting so that you can actually get the contacts from them? And everybody always knows someone who can do a great job, and they do. You know, I was talking to someone who was talking about paying $75,000 for something. I said, can I get you someone for $2,000? Would you be okay with that? And she's like, yeah. And,
wow.
You know, there's people with lots and lots of talent who are prepared to do it part-time. You know, you go on Elance, for instance, and get someone to write 5 articles for you for $50.
Right.
You know, instead of having to do it yourself. And there's all kinds of places now on the internet you can get some stuff done really, really cheaply and beautifully.
Oh, you know, my gosh.
People starting out with all this talent, and they're prepared to do freebies, and they're prepared to do things at really, really reasonable prices to help you get going.
That's
and they'll
what I
remain
love.
Friends with you for life because you started them.
Exactly. And they'll inspire you. They'll keep things going. Let's take a short break, everyone. When we come back, Yvonne Oswald is going to share some tips with you on how to, all of us, how to think about what we are actually speaking, what to do about that, and much more. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. Did you know there is only one truly perfect food protein produced by nature? It can bring dramatic results to your health, your appearance, and overall performance. Introducing Action Whey. No other protein supplement on the market has been able to achieve the incredible health benefits of Action Whey while still achieving a taste that is better than a malt shop shake. Action Whey, for the way nature intended. Visit seaandearth.com. That's seaandearth.com for more information.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
What if your best friend could take a peek into the future? Psychic, author, and cosmic coach Dougal Frazier is that friend. He's the queer guy with a third eye. From gossip to gurus, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Frazier Show is a call-in advice show that provides insights and information on creating your best life. Every Tuesday at 10, he'll take calls and talk about love, money, sex, pop culture, and give free advice. No topic is off limits. It's the Dougal Frazier Show.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. For more information about us, go to drpatlive.com. That's drpatlive.com, or go to thedrpatshow.com. For more information about my very special guest, Yvonne Oswald, go check out the website she was referring to, which is www.globalwelcome.com. It actually, Yvonne, it actually is beautiful, the website that you put up. It's just amazing.
Thank you.
I completely understand, you know, what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, you should send me the name of your person that did that. Boy, that is cool.
Yeah, she's really good.
I would love to do that. So let's talk about some practical things.
Okay.
Because everybody, you know, at some point in time in their life, has something going on that in their minds that's projecting the gloom and doom, for the rest of their life, right?
Right. Exactly.
What can we do from a practical point of view to get some help now?
So for what the idea is, what normally happens when we get in that condition, we sit and watch TV and we think about it, or we sit and be miserable and think about it, or we talk to a friend and continue to go in the loop talking to the friend. What happens is we use them, what's called foveal vision. You actually, it's almost like you've got blinkers on. The idea is to get into peripheral vision as quickly as possible. Now, peripheral vision is really interesting. So physiologically, let's get everybody to get into an optimistic state now, because we're going to teach you how to use your prefrontal cortex, how to get into your happy brain. So simply sitting up straight, putting your chin up an inch, so the expression keep your chin up, you know, gets you into optimism, literally. So putting your chin up an inch, getting your back straight, becoming aware of the whole room on left and right hand side, so you're aware of 180 degrees, and then take a deep breath so that your diaphragm actually goes down. So the idea is put your hand on your solar plexus, take a deep breath so that your hand actually moves out, and that releases the diaphragm and tells your unconscious mind it's okay, the future's rosy. The last thing to do is put your tongue on your tongue when you're stressed and when you're worrying is on the roof of your mouth. If you can consciously bring the tongue down and relax your jaw, do all those things, and you'll be instantly in a very nice state, just temporarily. Now, what we want to do is get you to go into that state so that your unconscious mind can get over to the creative brain to bring you some solutions. Number one, you can go for a drive. Going for a drive in the car actually allows you to sort things out in your head, because you are in peripheral vision to drive. You have to be aware of what's coming up from the left and from the right behind you. Number two, going for a walk in the park, same thing again. You don't usually do foveal vision in a walk in the park. You actually see the whole park. You're aware of the sky. You're aware of the trees. Swimming does the same thing. Swimming, if you're swimming, you're also breathing, which actually brings endorphins into your body. You know, taking the dog for a walk, just getting out of the house, and preferably by yourself. It's not really healthy to be with someone else initially, because what will happen is, yes, you can talk things through. it's better to take some time for yourself, back for yourself, and take that time just to kind of sit in it for a while, then talk to a friend, because that then, because instantly the friend's going to offer solutions, and you're not ready to take solutions at that point. It's when you, the exit strategy is to get into that peripheral vision, to get so that you've got that feeling of like oneness with the universe idea, and then talk to a friend, because then you'll be more open to solutions.
So when we look at these things, these are very practical things to do.
Yeah. Really?
Very practical. And they're going to help the folks listening to the show move to a different place, shift energy. Now,
literally move. Literally go into a different room. That, for, you know, if you get into that state where you're just stuck, go into a different room. You know, where you would normally be in that place, make sure that you change the furniture around in that room so that you can't anchor into that same spot over and over again. Something as simple as moving the TV into a different room. That totally will change how you do your life. It's very interesting.
Well, this is really part of what we're trying to say. I mean, honestly, we're trying to move our lives.
Yes. Yeah.
We're trying to move our lives forward, and we're trying to move. You know, we're trying to do things, and trying is an interesting word.
Yes.
We really want to move things.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Nobody wants to sit there and think about what they don't have.
Yes, and the thing is, what they think is, it gets very, very big when you think like that. You think of all the things, all the other things you didn't get when you were a kid, all the other things. And if you can change one simple thing, someone will say, so, go and get a new job. Well, to get a new job, gosh, that's a huge undertaking. You know, it would be much easier if you go and get your hair cut.
Right.
Well, God, you know, that's a simple thing to do because it's moving towards getting a job, but it's going to make you feel better, and it's going to actually get you out of the house. You know, go and buy yourself a new pair of shoes, or, you know, if it's money that's the issue, go and buy yourself a nice drink, a nice coffee. Literally walk out to the Starbucks, get a nice drink and come back with it. Or go to the health food store and get yourself some nice tea bags and come back and make yourself a nice drink. There's all kinds of little things you can do just to start the ball rolling. To get the momentum going is the issue. It's not to actually do the job. It's just to get that one little break state, that one little loop open so that you've got something that can happen.
So one of the things that I wanted to talk with you about as well is, you know, optimism.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it is a term, and that's how we started out the show.
Yeah.
You know, this is a term that, you know, we're using today,
mm-hmm.
but it seems like it's more like a state of mind.
It is.
Some people say that being optimistic isn't being realistic. What do you say?
I think that we have a set point. I think that what happens is, as a child, we're taught to stay at a certain set point. So a child will say, Mommy, Daddy, oh my gosh, I want to go to Canada's Wonderland. Oh, I want to go to Disney. I want to go this. And the mom and dad say, well, not right now, dear, because da-da-da-da-da-da. Instead of saying, yeah, that's a great idea. Maybe we can plan that for the future, which still keeps the child in optimism and doesn't actually say anything, they'll immediately put the idea down. So what happens is, any time that child reaches for optimism in the future, the set point is set fairly low. So, you know, they may have a nice day, but then they'll set the point. The idea is, we want to increase that set point so that we've got a higher frequency that we live in on a day-to-day basis. And to do that, it's lots and lots of little things that you can do. It's not one big thing. It's on a daily basis doing things that will make you feel good. You know, it's just a feel-good thing. It's getting used to finding ways to soothe yourself that make you feel good, that start to increase your set point.
You know, this is really the conversation about, do I deserve to feel good as well?
Yes.
You know, this is allowing ourselves to take ourselves and go get a manicure, or take ourselves and go do something and go get a massage. And that's really where we started the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
It would be great to sort of wrap it up here. Mm-hmm. What can we do to make sure, Yvonne, that we treat ourselves really well? Because it sounds like we have to be able to do that in order to break the pattern of whatever's happening.
We do. And I would start by making a list of things that are fun. Things that you do mm-hmm. that you love and that are fun. Simple things, like really, really simple things, like laughing and playing with a dog, or, you know, going out and chatting with someone, or just walking in a park. Make a list of everything you've loved to do in the past. put it up on the mirror in the bathroom and choose one of them a day to do. And what happens then is you, even when you're feeling down, you might look at it and go, I can't bother doing any of those, and then just spot one and just pick one and just actually just say, I'm just going to do it whether I feel like doing it or not. And what you'll find is when you do it, it will just make you feel great.
Wow. You know, thank you so much for joining me today. This has been great. Please tell people how they can find out more about you. Let them know about your website and anything else that will help them to create a change in their lives.
Well, the very exciting thing I'm doing is I've been asked for the last 3 years since my book Every Word Has Power came out, when can people become an Every Word Has Power coach? And at first I thought, well, that's an interesting idea. I've actually put it together. We're actually going to be training Every Word Has Power coaches using NLP, hypnosis, memory continuum, and the book. And we're going to be going on to masters. I'm actually searching for people who are movers and shakers so that I can get them to be Every Word Has Power coaches. I want to go into schools. I want to go into teenagers, have teenage leadership workshops. I want to be talking to parents. There's only one of me, Pat, and I want to get out there and make more of me. And make sure that people know how to have really easy practical tips so that we can really, really boost life. It's not posted on the website yet, so you need to get in touch with me through an email, yvonne@globalwelcome.com, so yvonne@globalwelcome.com. I'm very excited about this whole concept. Within 2 years, we're going to have trainers of Every Word Has Power, so everybody can go out and really change the world.
I love it. Yvonne Oswald, everyone, thank you so much for tuning us in and turning us on here at the Dr. Pat Show. It has been my honor and pleasure to serve you all today. For more information about us, sign up for our newsletter and much more, go to drpatlive.com. We'll see you next time, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. Pat Show, radio to thrive by. To contact Dr. Pat, visit thedrpatshow.com. Tune in next Thursday for another dynamic hour of the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. We'll be right back.